Dr. Grant, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
You're quite welcome. Les doing our CCPS Community Connections gathering every month with those you and yours. And finally, it is time to talk to the dean as we start to kind of rumble on that back-to-school combination very shortly. Who is George Grant Jr., please?
Well, George Grant Jr. is the Dean of the College of Community and Public Service at Grand Valley State University. We have a number of programs, including our undergraduate advising, our Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, Hospitality, Tourism Management, Office of Community Engagement, School of Public Nonprofit Health Administration, School of Criminal Justice, and the School of Social Work.
Forget that rest comment that I had. We know you enjoy what you do and you do it well. What has been your educational journey?
I have a bachelor's degree from Mary Grove College in Detroit, Michigan, a master's degree in social work from Grand Valley State University, and a PhD in sociology from Western Michigan University. I am a social worker by trade and license. And my passion and work has been child welfare, working in areas of abuse and neglect, foster care, adoption, family preservation, and looking at ways to support children and families and provide more stability and support and helping to create nurturing environments.
Yes. And here you are in academia.
Yes.
Sharing your talents with others. What's your... I guess the 101s, I often say, but what's your definition of the College of Community and Public Service? So many subsets underneath your heading.
Yes. I think that the College of Community and Public Service has two aspects to it. One is, of course, teaching, that we are an educational institution, and so we work and try to create a learning environment for students so that when they graduate that they go out and get employed, which is key, but they also see themselves as part of the community and they make a difference. The other part is our community engagement, that we call ourselves an engaged college because we take the skills and talents of our faculty and staff and we work on projects in the community. We help to be a voice. We see ourselves as a college and a university that we're part of the community, not separate from the community. And so that's what the College of Community and Public Service does.
And you're going to be kicking the doors open come early September for more classes, correct?
Yes. We and our programs go year-round, but the official start of the academic year is fall. And so we are preparing and ready for our students. We'll have a slight increase in the number of students from last year to this year. And the key in all of those programs that I've talked about is that our students get jobs when they graduate. And that's what we want in all of those fields.
Here's the bottom line with this learning life. What is your vision, this vision for an engaged college?
Yes. The vision is that we take the talents that we have of faculty and staff to look at the issues that are going on in the community. One of the things that's exciting about college is that every person who teaches has worked in the field. So they bring theory and practice to the classroom, and then they can take that theory and practice out into the community. So we'll take on issues if it's policing or mental health or child welfare or homelessness or poverty or inclusion and equity. And it's bringing the talents together to address that. How does a community become more empowered to address issues in their community? So if their children are not doing well in school, what are some of the things that are happening in the community, in the home, and at the school, and how to bring people together to address those?
Can you talk about your progress so far? It's a general question.
Yes. Well, it was a year ago around this time that we started calling ourselves that. We had been doing engaged work, but to really identify ourselves that way. And so over the last year, what's happened is we've been working with the Grand Rapids Public Schools and looking at some of the issues that are impacting children and trying to create some services that are wraparound services, so that if a teacher is teaching, but they also have to help find clothes and food and all those other kinds of things, then the teacher can't spend as much time teaching. But if we can have others providing those types of services, it then allows the teacher to spend more time in the classroom teaching and not having to worry about some of those other needs. And so we've been doing that. We've been looking at issues with food service and homelessness, and we've been working in different neighborhoods from Belknap Lookout to the West Side, and again, trying to look at ways to give residents a voice so that they can be part of change and make a difference.
Every month, we put the spotlight on Grand Valley's College of Community and Public Service. Dean with the college, Dr. George Grant Jr., with us today. Let's get you doing even more when it comes to sharing examples of successes. You can drop a name of a faculty, a staff, a student, or an alum, George.
Okay. Well, we have a number. If we take our Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, one of the big things that we have is called Voice GR, and Dr. Jody Peterson is the person who runs that. And that is an opportunity to collect data across all of our communities and then present it once a year, which allows organizations and businesses to use that data to make changes to impact their community. We've had a number of students who came together because they were concerned about human trafficking. And they were able to present a film that was developed on human trafficking. And they brought not only people from the university, but community people together to address that. So when we look at some of the things that we're doing, another is we have a journal, Philanthropy, which is a national and international journal that looks at best practices in ways that can bring communities together to address the issues that are going on. So we have all of those kinds of things happening in the college, and that our students get to be part of those experiences. So if we're addressing an issue of mental health and doing an assessment to make sure that the services that are being offered and where the people live are matched up, that we're able to do that and put a report together that then can impact where services are, or food storage, where food is kept so that it lasts longer and meets the needs of people who are homeless. So our faculty are involved in all of those kinds of things. Juvenile justice is another big one.
Yeah, I mean, you're the School of Criminal Justice is housed,
yes,
underneath your leadership.
Yes. So we have, there's a statewide organization called Juvenile Justice 2020, and it is housed at Grand Valley in the Criminal Justice Department. And the goal is to look at the needs of children who are in the juvenile court system and why are they there, and what kinds of services and supports do they need. So we have a statewide meeting twice a year, and their court directors and judges and prosecutors and workers that all come together to say, what are the needs and what are the programs that we can develop? We have a minor in juvenile justice now, the only one in the state that does that. We're also working with the court systems on looking at the children who are in foster care and seeing, are there other services or other ways to not only collect information, but to use that to provide services to support. So I could talk on and on and on, and I'm going to stop because there's so much going on.
Well, remember, you get a monthly segment, so
okay.
You and yours. So what is the future of CCPS?
Yes, the future is a few things. One is we want to continue to find and develop innovative ways of teaching. We know that the demographics of students coming to college continue to change because they've always changed from the beginning of university. So how do we stay connected and in touch with them? I want to showcase more of the talent of our faculty and staff. They are doing great work, and so we want to make sure that getting them out there to a national audience and an international audience to highlight the work that they're doing. We've had a number of faculty who have won national and international articles of the year. So trying to show that. We also want to continue to look at how to help people who are doing, and organizations who are doing really good work in the community, but they lack the resources to build upon it or take it to scale, and how to help connect them and use our skills to do that. And finally, we just want to continue to be an honest broker. We should be the place that people can come to for information, and wherever you're at, whatever side you're on, is that you're going to get honest, correct information that you can use to help make a difference.
So next steps, obviously, enjoy the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks before you really hit boots mm-hmm. to the ground. And if one wanted to contact you and your organization, best way to do that?
Well, we can do that by, they could call the College of Community and Public Service, which is 616-331-6850. They can email me, grantg@gvsu.edu. Or they could also email to ccps at gvsu.edu, and we would be happy to help.
Yep. There's no question there. All right. Thanks to you, Dr. George Grant, Jr., Dean of the College of Community and Public Service, our CCPS spotlight on the College of Community and Public Service. You're a busy man. That's great. Thanks.
Thank you for the opportunity.